On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Suncoast East Coast Radio Big Walk is officially underway. With 22,000 people taking part, motorists are being warned to expect some delays on roads around People's Park and the Durban Promenade. Some routes won't be accessible for several hours. The eThekwini Metro Police say the affected roads will be temporarily shut until midday. Here's East Coast Radio Traffic's Buhle Hlatshwayo with more details on road closures.
That includes Masabalalengwe Avenue southbound from Smisongkwanyana Road to Sandilethusi Road, Masabalalengwe Avenue on the northbound from Sandilethusi Road to Isaiah Ntlangase Road, Snell Parade from Athlone Drive to Battery Beach Road, Athlone Drive between Masabalalengwe Avenue and Snell Parade, the M4 off-ramp to Athlone Drive on both directions, Masabalalengwe Avenue on the southbound, two lanes from Athlone Drive to Smisongkwanyana Road. All vehicles are to go west upon Smisongkwanyana Road and Battery Beach Road, Snell Parade at the traffic circle. Controlled access to the parking at the mustering fields. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Buhle Hlatshwayo.
A young child is in a critical condition in hospital after being scalded by hot water in the Midlands. Emergency services rushed to a property in Bophomeni near Harwick last night and found the 20-month-old had suffered extensive burns across the body. Medics from Midlands EMS transported the baby to a medical facility. The child is said to be fighting for their life. And President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's concerned about joblessness in the country. South Africa's unemployment rate increased by 1 percentage point to 32.9% in the first quarter of 2025. Ramaphosa gave his thoughts on the figure at an ANC conference in Kimberley on Friday.
We are taking all steps and measures to grow our economy. We need to unleash the levers of our economy and attend to the constraints and the impediments that are keeping our economic growth down. Attend to the problems that are making it difficult for the private sector to create jobs and also increase the level of public employment.
And abroad, severe storms that swept through several U.S. states have left more than 25 people dead. Authorities in Kentucky say at least 18 people died in the storms on Friday night, while officials in Missouri recorded 7 deaths. It's understood 2 people were also killed by falling trees in Virginia. Authorities say the storm cut off electricity to nearly 200,000 homes. And back home, a mix of partly cloudy conditions and clear skies across KZN today. Durban's a high of 26 degrees, Pietermaritzburg, Ladysmith and Margate 25, Richards Bay and Ulundi 28, Moy River 23, Newcastle 24 and Kokstad and Underberg 22. Sea swells at the Durban beach reach a high of 2 metres this morning with sunset at 10 past 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.